Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Bill Cosby's retrial starts on April 2nd, but yesterday, Cosby's lawyers asked the judge in his upcoming sexual assault trial to recuse himself on the grounds that the judge could be seen as biased because, as it turns out, his wife is a therapist who has described herself as a, quote, activist and advocate for assault victims. Now, Cosby's lawyers contend that some of Judge Stephen O'Neill's recent pretrial rulings could give the appearance he is being influenced by his wife's work, particularly his decision last week to let the prosecutors have up to 5 additional accusers testify when he allowed just 1 in the first trial. Well, O'Neill didn't immediately rule on the request, and he and his wife, Deborah O'Neill, did not immediately respond to messages seeking a comment. But you know what? Sounds to me like Cosby's lawyers have a good point here. Stay tuned. And Jay-Z has always been a man of the people. The Brooklyn-bred rap legend has made his socioeconomic and political views tremendously clear over the past decade. In fact, Jay's been pushing African-American culture like it is his job, which it kind of is. Well, now the 48-year-old rapper is bringing his docuseries about Trayvon Martin to the prestigious Tribeca Film Festival. Now, according to Entertainment Weekly, Jay will be screening Rest in Power, the Trayvon Martin story, at the festival. And then afterwards, Martin's parents, Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, will be addressing the audience. You know, the documentary claims to offer a definitive look at one of the most talked about events of the last decade. Jay-Z's documentary is based on the book that was written by Trayvon's parents after their child was infamously murdered by George Zimmerman. I gotta tell you something, I cannot wait to see this one. I have a feeling it's going to be very good. And congratulations to everyone involved, because this is a conversation we do need to keep going. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.